Such a client pair came mission to Donald Gephenchi and Natura Begas Obenneka. A single vine that is planted in a wine press or in a crater in the ground. Noisen Labu Dosa. Does it ran some ice? As long as you give the vine enough space for its avoda to work on that gephen, you need to give 6 bachim on either side, and that's the amount of space that is needed to work on a solitary vine. You can then plant other types of produce in the rest of the crater or the wine press. And since it's only one vine, you only have to distance 6 tefachim away from the vine, and you can plant other types of produce in the crater or the wine press. Rabbi Yossi said, if the crater or the wine press is less than 4 amos, once you plant a vine there, you're not allowed to plant any other type of produce inside the same crater or the wine press, even though it's only one vine that you planted in. The reason being is since the crater or the wine press is so small, it's less than 4 amos. If you plant other types of produce there, it would look like climb. But if the wine press or the crater is at least 4 amos, in such a case, you can plant other types of produce there as long as you distance the other produce 6 tefachim away from the vine. A house that's right in the middle of a vineyard, you're allowed to plant other types of produce inside the house, even though the vines around the house on all 4 sides. And the house is considered a separate reshus from the vineyard, and when you plant other types of produce in the house, it would not be claimed. The second client parakeh, Mishnah, hey, anutea yerek bekerem, omekai, reza mekadesh, arban bechamisha gepanim. Somebody who plants vegetables in the middle of a vineyard, or even if he didn't plant it there, but he was mekayim it there, it grew by itself and he left it there without pulling it out, that's the same thing as planting it yourself. In such a case, 45 vines would become kadosh, meaning they would become forbidden to derive any benefit from them, and that is a halacha, that when you plant klayim bekerem, it becomes asur bahano, you're not allowed to derive any benefit from it. Now, even though we have said previously that when you plant other types of produce next to a vineyard, only 6 vines become asur bahano, according to Beis Hillel, but this case is more stringent. As in this case, you planted the vegetables smack in the middle of the vineyard. You didn't plant it next to the vineyard. You planted it in the middle of the vineyard. In such a case, 45 vines would become forbidden by Anah. Amosai, Bismayin Shehoyin, Netuah, Sohar, Baharba, Oah, Chamesh, Chamesh. When do we say that 45 vines would become forbidden by Anah? That's if the vines are planted either 4 amos apart or 5 amos apart. In such a case, if you plant vegetables around the middle vine, you would draw a circle of a radius of 16 amos from the point where you planted the vegetables, and there will be 45 vines in that circle. If the vines are planted 4 amos apart, that is the halacha. When you plant vegetables in the middle of a vineyard, anything within a 16 amos radius from the point where you planted the vegetables would become forbidden to derive any benefit from it. Now, even though when you plant the vines 5 amos apart from each other, there will be less than 45 vines in a 16 amos radius from the point where you planted the vegetables. But since it's difficult to discern between a vineyard that the vines are 4 amos apart and between a vineyard that the vines are 5 amos apart, the Chachamim were stringent and they said that even in a vineyard where the vines are 5 amos apart, 45 vines would become forbidden, even though there are less than 45 vines in a radius of 16 amos from the point where you planted the vegetables. But if the vines were planted 6 or 7 amos apart from each other, in such a case, it's easy to discern between a vineyard that's planted 6 amos apart between each vine, or 4 amos apart between each vine. So in this case, we would not say that 45 vines are forbidden. So instead, the halacha would be as follows. 16 amos in each direction from the point where you planted the vegetable would become asur bahana. But we would draw a circle of 16 amos from the point where you planted the vegetables, not a square of 16 amos. As a square that's 16 amos in each direction covers a larger area than a circle that's 16 amos in each direction, and we only forbid the vines that are within a radius of 16 amos from the point where you planted the vegetables, not that are within a square of 16 amos from the point where you planted the vegetables. Now, if the vines were 8 amos apart from each other, in such a case, if you planted other types of produce in the middle of the vineyard, then none of the vines would become asur bahana. That's why the Mishnah said that the vines were 6 amos apart or 7 amos apart. In the case where the vines are 6 amos apart or 7 amos apart, the vines would have the status of a vineyard, so therefore if you plant other types of produce in the middle of the vineyard, then all the vines within a 16-amos radius will become altered by enough. But where the vines are 8 amos apart, in such a case the vines would not have the status of a vineyard since the vines are so far apart from each other. And when you plant other types of produce in the middle of the vineyard, the vines would not become altered by enough. Now even though we had previously that there are some tanam that hold that when the vines are 8 amos apart from each other, they do have the status of a vineyard, even so, those tanam would agree that none of the vines would become aser. That they hold that l'chatchila, you're not allowed to plant any type of produce inside a vineyard where the vines are 8 amos apart from each other, but they agree that b'di'evet, if you do plant other types of produce in a vineyard, that the vines are 8 amos apart from each other, none of the vines would become aser b'anah.